Say, man. Say, man.
It's party in here.
It's the Morning Power with I'm Just Chico on Global R&B.
It's a party, 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 party.
96.3.
What's going on, my Global R&B family? It's your favorite radio host. I'm Just Chico, and this is The Rewind.
It's rewind time.
Yes, this is The Rewind, where you can catch all of my segments. If you missed the show, have no fear. I got your back. I got tips and tricks. I got Brunching with Bae, and I even have Uncle Willie. So here's what you missed last week. You're now tuned in to the Morning Power Hour, your number one source for the dopest R&B on the planet, right here on Global R&B 96.3. That was Summer Walker with Girls Need Love. Listen, I'm giving all my sisters they flowers, all right? I promise you. My sisters is out there doing their thing. They have been the strongest backbone that any black man could ever want, all right? So black men, love your black queens, because that's what they're there for. All right, it's time for tips and tricks. And today, let's see what we got. Oh, yeah. I've been jamming, y'all, all right? We got 10 records broken by black athletes in the Olympics. Like I said, we're keeping up with the Olympics. We are glued to the TV. And it feels really, really good to see us in all of these spaces that were always told to us or shown to us or demonstrated that we don't belong, you know, and we break barriers and we kick these walls down. And it's really dope. It's really dope to just see us in all of these spaces and really dominating, you know, like for years we've taken over track. Okay. That's ours. We took it. And I say this strongly, they can never get that back from us, okay? No matter how much they try. And honestly, look, real quick, shout out to Sha'Carri Richardson for... Look, shout out to Sha'Carri Richardson for giving that little side look as she passed by the white girl when she just blew her top back, all right? Yes. Come on now. Shout out to Noah Lyles. For doing his thing as much as he could until he caught COVID. Huh? What? You caught COVID? Really? Okay. Nah, I'm just playing. Shout out to that brother, man. He's a very, very talented brother. And y'all, if you watched, you saw his ass come out there with that mask on his face. Okay, enough of me talking. Crazy. All right, so the 10 records broken by black athletes. Usain Bolt, of course, is going to be the number one on the list. Usain Bolt is the record holder 2008, 12, and 16 Olympics, all right? The 100 meters, Usain set the world record of 9.58 seconds in the 100 meters at the 2009 World Championship. But his Olympic record is 9.63 seconds. That is amazing. That was set in 2012. Now, he also set the 200 meter and the Olympics at 19.30 seconds. And that was at the 2008 Beijing Olympics. So, I hit the wrong button, my bad. I always do that. I got fat fingers. Don't judge me. But yes, that and that record has not been broken yet. Florence Griffith Joyner, 1988 Seoul Olympics. The 100 meters. Flo-Jo set the Olympic record for the 100 meters at 10.62 seconds. And that record still stands today. So shout out to you, Flo-Jo. Yes. And the 200 meters, she also holds the world and Olympic record in the 200 meter with her time of 21.34, which is still unbeaten. Listen, these sisters, these brothers, they are amazing athletes. Okay, don't forget Number three, Michael Johnson in the 1996 Atlanta Olympics. Shout out to Atlanta, because you know you guys are the mecca of everything right now. The 200 meters, Johnson set the world and Olympic record in the 200s with a time of 19:32, a record that stood until Bolt broke it in 2008. And the 400 meter, he also set the Olympic record in the 400 at 43.49 seconds, which stood for 20 years until Wade Van Niekerk broke it in 2016. The next one is Simone Biles, of course. Shout out to the GOAT, man. Shout out to the GOAT. Four gold medals in Olympics. Biles became the first female gymnast in 32 years to win four gold medals in a single Olympic game. That was in 2016. Now up to 2024. As we know, she is an 11 medal holder, and she's still, and I think she just broke a record for that too. If I'm not mistaken, she broke another record. Now, don't quote me on that. I believe I saw it when I was watching the Olympics. So shout out to the GOAT, man. Definitely. Okay. Yes. And number five is Simone Manuel. Also in the 26 Rio Olympics, she won the 100-meter freestyle. Simone Manuel made history as the first African-American woman to win an individual Olympic gold in swimming, tying for first place with a time of 52.70. Okay, listen, I told you we're in spaces that they told us wasn't for us, you know. And shout out. Let me get her name. Ashley. She's on the U.S. water polo team. I want to give her a shout out because she just had an interview and she told everybody about, you know, the pressure of being black in that space. The only black woman now. Let me get her name out. Ashley Johnson. There we go. So I want to do a shout out to Ashley Johnson, okay, for being the only black U.S. water polo athlete, female water polo athlete. So there we go. We're breaking barriers all the way around, and I love it. All right. Now, on to Carl Lewis. If you don't know who Carl Lewis is by now, I'm here to help you out, okay? Carl Lewis won medals in 84, 1988, 1992, and 1996. Lewis won the gold in the long jump at four consecutive Olympic Games, a record in track and field, okay? That is amazing, and I don't think anybody's done it since. The next one is Alice Coachman in the 1948 London Olympics. Now, imagine this. You got to imagine this. You got to go all the way back, 1948, when they still didn't consider us full humans, okay? They didn't consider us anything. They were fighting to not let us in the Olympics then. So 1948, Alice Coachman became the first black woman to win an Olympic gold medal, setting an Olympic record in the high jump with a leap of 1.68 meters. Okay, come on now, stop playing with our top. Yes, and the next one up is another favorite, Jackie Joyner Kersee. All right. Now, a lot of people didn't know that she was a heptathlon. Jackie Joyner Kersee set the still standing world and Olympic record in the heptathlon with 7,291 points. That's amazing. And also, she broke another record. Okay. She also won gold in the long jump, setting an Olympic record of 7.40 meters. All right. Absolutely, absolutely. The next one up is Bob Beamon in the 1968 Mexico City Olympics, the long jump. Here we go again. And you know what's crazy? That was my sport in high school. For track, I didn't do the 100. I didn't do the 200. I didn't run. I was long jump and triple jump. That was my thing. And the coolest part was they were the first two events, so I got to do my events, and the rest of the day I got to chill. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There we go. Bob Beamon broke the world and Olympic record with a long jump at an astonishing leap of 8.90 meters, and that record stood for 23 years and is still an Olympic record. Look, man, look, that black excellence at its finest, right? And the next one is, oh Lord, they're gonna make me mess this man's name up. Kipchoge. I'm gonna get it right, y'all. All right, Kipchoge. I don't want to do it with an accent. All right, Kipchoge Keino, a Kenyan runner, won the 1500 meter in a then Olympic record time of 3 hours and 34 minutes, overcoming gallbladder pain to secure the victory. Come on, man. Come on now. There you go. That was your 10 records that have been broken by black athletes. Breaking records and making history. You know, we have to celebrate the incredible achievements of black athletes in the Olympics because it's so close and so dear to us. Us as black folks, we are already athletically inclined, you know, through our God-given talent, you know, so for us to be out there and to display it and get recognition for it, I swear to God, it's an amazing thing. Okay, it's absolutely amazing, man. So those are your 10 world records broken by black athletes. That was the rewind. Thank you for pulling up on me. Make sure you catch me every Monday and Tuesday morning from 10 to 12, right here only on Global R&B 96.3, your number one source for R&B. Let's go.
Yo, DJ, are you done mixing yet?
Your DJ has only just begun.